One Akiak man says he has a lot to be thankful for, even after a house fire destroyed all of his possessions on Thanksgiving Day. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
It was a quiet Thanksgiving evening in the Kuskokwim village of Akiak. Jerry Atatayuk was lounging in his in-law's house, full after an afternoon of feasting. His wife, Faith, told him she was going home to relax, but Atatayuk was too full to move. Faith left on a four-wheeler, but returned quickly.
And she said, "There's water spraying out of our house." And I was like, "Whoa, what's going on?"
Atatayuk says he pulled himself up to go inspect his house. He was not at all prepared for what would occur when he walked in.
By opening the door, the oxygen hit the wall, and just the flame just ignited, and the big fireball came at me.
Fearing for his life, Atatayuk says he took time to grab just one item.
Immediately, I grabbed a coat that I knew had bullets in it, and I knew bullets were going to be going off if I didn't get them out of there.
Friends and neighbors descended on the home with fire extinguishers. They were able to save the structure, but nothing inside.
After it happened, me and my wife were pretty emotional, and you know, all the stuff you worked for so long, you hate to see it go so fast. And from being so depressed and stressed out, I got sick, and that made me weak.
The Atatayuks moved in with a brother. Meanwhile, friends and family had already been busy using their cell phones to send out text messages. The messages called for donations to be sent to the family. And as the holiday weekend ended, Atatayuk says boxes started coming in from all over.
Platinum, Akiai, Good News Bay, Etnaslok.
The list goes on and on. Atatayuk rattles off more than a dozen villages from the YK Delta and other parts of the state. And that's not all.
It's Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, huh? Who do you guys know anyone in Rhode Island?
We got a teacher here that she's from there, and she got the church down there to donate too.
Atatayuk says his wife now has plenty of clothing, and they've gotten plenty of household items. After a few days of having nothing, he says he and his wife are now a lot less worried about how they'll get by. On top of stuff, Atatayuk says he's also been getting words of encouragement, not just from people near him, but also relatives he keeps up with on the social website Facebook.
Everybody just keeps saying, you know, just be thankful that we got each other, me and my wife, and just keep your chin up, and that's what I've been doing. Now the past day or two, we've just been laughing about it now that what happened. I mean, it sucks. But all we can do now is just move forward.
Atatayuk has discussed the house fire with others in Akiak. He says they believe the fire was electrical, started by the heat tape that keeps the pipes from freezing. He says the water his wife was hearing came from the hot water tank, which blew out as the fire was getting started. Jerry and Faith Atatayuk will now stay with Faith's brother until they get another home. It may be some time. There's a housing shortage in the village already. It won't be easy, but as they pick up what's left, Atatayuk says the experience has shown him he has more support than he ever imagined.
Words can't say enough for what people are saying and doing for us, and I'll give it back to whoever, you know, in the end.
And if this holiday season wasn't memorable enough, the Atatayuks are expecting their first child to be born sometime around Christmas. I'm Shane Iverson.